Brazilians go to the polls on Sunday. They'll be electing a new president and members of Congress. But the job of lawmaker in Brazil is looking like a dirty profession these days. Almost 200 of the country's legislators have been charged with some sort of crime. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro has the story of one of those powerful men and the chauffeur who brought him down.
It's election season in Cuiabá, and a group of young women hold up placards outside the airport in support of their candidate. This is the capital of the central Brazilian state of Mato Grosso, best known for its cattle ranching and agriculture. It's kind of like the Texas of Brazil, big, flat, and hot, with people who moved here from all over the country as kind of frontiersmen. For the last two decades, one man has politically loomed above them all. His name is José Riva. He's been a politician in the state for 20 years, presiding over the state legislature in one form or another. The general opinion, as one resident told me colorfully, is that he's dirtier than the floor of a chicken coop. This isn't idle speculation. In 2002, the federal police accused Riva of embezzlement and money laundering. Public money under his control was being handed over to shell companies who were often headed by people who had recently died. Over the years, there have been almost 200 legal proceedings against Riva, accusing him of all manner of crimes, including vote buying. This year, Riva was going to run for governor, and it looked like he had a good chance of winning. But enter Antonio Cavalcanti, a humble chauffeur. Cavalcanti is a short man, 57, with a stubby salt and pepper beard, wearing a flat cap. While timid in person, he's described as a lion by fellow activists who fought for years alone to change the way things are done in Brazil. Cavalcanti says his interest in Riva began after the federal money laundering probe failed to knock Riva from office. As a citizen, you feel impotent, he tells me, powerless in the face of so many corruption scandals. Part of the problem, he explains, is the legal system here. It's highly inefficient and highly corrupt. Court cases take years, decades even, to be resolved. Cavalcanti also says Riva had friends in important places. A group of 10 judges were stopping any case against Riva from advancing. Cavalcanti got proof that the judges were misusing funds and public materials. Cavalcanti, along with the NGO Morale, exposed them, and in a case that made national headlines, the judges were all kicked out of office. It was a huge victory. Riva's power broke at this moment when the judges were removed, Cavalcanti says. Cavalcanti pushed to get a law drafted that set up a special court to deal with crimes to do with public money. He then became one of the local forces behind a national law called the Clean Record Law that would eventually be Riva's undoing. He became one of the main go-to people for whistleblowers who wanted to expose political corruption in the state. The vice president of the anti-corruption NGO Morale, El Dafim, says it took her a long time to get Cavalcanti to trust her and work with the organization. He did this practically alone, she says, pointing out what was wrong. Everybody used to tell him, give up, you are mad. It came at a price. First came the lawsuits, then things got uglier. Cavalcanti tells me, all these years we've been fighting, we've suffered so many threats, blackmail, my house was broken into, my wife beaten, also my children. He begins to cry.
Ameaça de morte.
I've received death threats, all kinds of things, but I'm happy because I'm exercising the right of citizenship. The payoff came only a few weeks ago. Riva, the state legislator, was barred from running for office after being found guilty of 4 counts of embezzlement. The public prosecutors used the Clean Record Law that Cavalcanti fought for. Riva is being allowed to finish his term of office in the state legislature, but Cavalcanti says
a carreira política dele acabou.
His political career is over. It's no small thing, he tells me. Still, Riva's daughter, a political novice, has taken over his spot on the ballot running for state legislature, and his wife is now running for governor in his stead. José Riva has said publicly he is the subject of a politically motivated smear campaign. I ask Cavalcanti if he ever despairs. There is a saying in Brazil, he says, that he who steals little is a thief. But he who steals a lot is a baron. Brazil was always like that, he says. But today we can see it is worth it to persist, to fight, so at least our grandchildren can live in a better country. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.